Welcome everyone to the 1001 History Challenge. This is your host, John Hagedorn, and this is the podcast where we take a famous quote or phrase from history or pop culture and give you most of the story behind it, minus a name and detail or two. Then we provide the rest of the story and the person or event that inspired it at the end. It's fun, fast, and always interesting. If you're a history, movie, or music buff, you'll do pretty well in this. If not, you'll learn some neat things anyway. And like all our 1001 podcasts, we'll keep it family-friendly. That's our promise. Today's 1001 History Challenge phrase is, "There goes the neighborhood." And here are your clues. These four words, "There goes the neighborhood," decorate the lower half of a gravestone located in posh Pierce Brothers Westwood Village Memorial Park, a small celebrity cemetery off Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles that provides a resting place for hundreds of celebrities from all walks of life. Our person of interest who left this final note of humor was a well-known actor and comedian. He was born Jacob Cohen, a native of Long Island, New York, who was fortunate enough to have two starts in the show business industry. His first was in the 1940s, appearing in the Borscht Belt resorts in the Catskill Mountains of New York State, where he wrote jokes, and where he was a singing waiter and did a stand-up act under the name of Jack Roy. He struggled until he decided to leave the business to earn a stable living as an aluminum siding salesman and a house painter. He would later return in the 1960s at age 40 as a stand-up comedian, and his act, now coupled with the signature phrase, "I can't get no respect," took off with various television appearances and comedy albums. He opened up a comedy club named after himself in New York City, his initials R.D., where he helped the careers of notable comics such as Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Carrey, Roseanne Barr, Jeff Foxworthy, Tim Allen, and Sam Kinison. His movie career was as varied as his comedy act, making his acting debut in the 1971 movie The Projectionist. He would later appear in such movies as Caddyshack, where he played the wealthy country club type with a giant yacht and a custom set of golf clubs, as well as Easy Money, Back to School, Ladybugs, Moving, The Scout, and Meet Wally Sparks. We'll return with the wrap-up right after this message from our sponsors. And now we return to our show. Over the years, he never lost a blunt and sarcastic appeal for his brand of humor. He was a regular on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show and later with Jay Leno. One of his last appearances was in August of 2004, just days before his hospitalization for heart valve replacement, appearing on the television show Jimmy Kimmel Live. We remember him today as, drum roll please, Rodney Dangerfield. Thanks for joining us at the 1001 History Challenge. Are you up for the challenge? The 1001 History Challenge is a proud part of the 1001 Stories Podcast Network. Just search 1001 wherever great podcasts are found, and you're in for a ton of great stories. New shows at all five of our 1001 podcasts launch every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your host, John Hagedorn. We'll see you then. And if you enjoyed this episode, please do send us a review. Thank you.